In this era of corporate consolidation, consumers are faced with diminishing choices and even fewer avenues to affect the behaviors of big business. But there is another group that is exerting increased pressure for corporate change: shareholders.
If you're a stockholder in a company and you own $2,000 worth of that stock and you hold it for 1 year, that allows you to address a company with this shareholder resolution. It's 500 words or less. It doesn't have to be this amazing document. It really can just be, this is the problem we see, and this is what we'd like you to do about it.
Dale Wannan, president of SustainVest Asset Management in Petaluma, says that's the first step toward getting the issue onto the company's annual proxy statement, where all the shareholders can see and potentially vote on it. But there are other obstacles along that path.
The owners of this corporation only have 500 words or less to state on an issue, and then their counsel, who is paid very nicely to spend days, if not weeks, rebutting this, can then submit a rebuttal to it. But if the resolution is solid, in a lot of cases, it'll get through.
Through, but quite likely buried.
Corporations stick those resolutions generally about 75 to 80% down towards the bottom of that proxy statement because they know people, once they open those, they're going to get about maybe 10 or 20 pages in and decide not to go any further. So make sure when you do get those proxy statements that you read it from the back going forward.
Even so, shareholder activism around such concerns as executive compensation, sustainability, and climate change is becoming both more common and more successful. So says John Harrington, the owner of Harrington Investments in Napa and author of the 2005 book, The Challenge to Power: Money, Investing, and Democracy. Harrington says that corporate spending for political purposes is also getting a lot of critical attention.
Because of the tremendous amount of campaign money that has gone in from large corporations, large institutional investors have been willing to vote to require companies to disclose their political contributions. A number of larger institutions, money management firms, mutual funds, and especially public employee pension funds, have been signing on to proposals to require corporations to disclose their political contributions.
Of course, raising these issues rarely results in immediate changes. And Harrington says management is typically loath to credit stockholder activism, even when changes are made.
You may get a tepid vote at first, at 3 or 6 or 8 or 9%. But management will attempt to dialogue with the advocacy groups, and then you'll see over 2 or 3 years a significant change in policy at the corporate level. But generally, corporate management does not give credit to shareholder advocates, but will indicate that they've been the ones that have provided the leadership.
All the same, says Dale Wannan, the level of shareholder involvement is clearly on the upswing.
Right now, there's about 400 resolutions per year that are filed with corporations, an astoundingly low number considering the millions of shareholders out there. So I think we're going to see that move higher. What's really interesting is the votes in favor of these have grown. Right now, it's about 20% average across all shareholder resolutions. And 5 years ago, it was a little bit less than 12%.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.